One of the possible upsides of the COVID winter ahead of us, like the COVID summer behind us, is that the pauses on new content production have given us time to consume some classics and consume them without fear of missing out on whatever new series gets touted as The New Wire, The New Watchmen, or indeed, in the case of writer and comedian Maurice Gohan, The New Sopranos. Because, as Maurice's careful research has discovered, The New Sopranos is in fact The Old Sopranos.
I'm rewatching The Sopranos at the moment. It's some show. Each episode is like a little movie. And I'm not alone. Apparently, everyone and their mother has been watching The Sopranos over the past few months. Viewership went up 179% in lockdown. And I get it. It's well written, it's well produced, and it gives us a glimpse into a crazy world we can't really fathom actually existing. Tony Soprano is an interesting guy because he does terrible, awful stuff, but we root for him. He's the anti-hero hero. He kills people, but is also in therapy. Our brains just explode with that sort of well-roundedness. What is it about morally and ethically bad lead characters that make us root for them? It doesn't happen in real life. But in TV and film, it's different. Maybe because if someone is upfront bad, all you can find if you search is good. If you're a mob leader, every surprising twist is a good one. Or maybe it's just that we're told he's the good guy because he's the main character. In the same way Lolita had me thinking Hubbard Hubbard was an all right guy for a hot minute until I put some thought into it and could see, oh wait, no, pedophile, definitely pedophile. I first watched the series in December 2012 when I finished my job in Chicago but had an extra month there, so I watched 4 episodes a day. I got immersed in it. I don't watch TV shows much because I get obsessed. I want to be whatever I'm watching. While I watched Holby City, I wanted to be a doctor. Get her blood, stat! I'd scream at my mum as she cut the spuds. When I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I wanted to be a rich middle-aged woman. So, when I watched The Sopranos, I wanted to be in the mob. I know I wouldn't last in the mob, though. I know, deep down, that they'd never accept me. For one, you can't be a rat. In The Sopranos, they kill the guys who rat them out to the FBI. I would have struggled with that. As a kid, I was a big-time snitch. My cousins hated me. Just be cool, Maurice. And I could never be cool. I'd catch my cousin smoking and they'd be like, don't tell her mums. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, but that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Everybody, come on.
They also eat a lot of processed meat in The Sopranos.
Bolognese has meat, obviously. The marinara doesn't. And Barb will be here with the chicken parm and the veal pizza.
Tony's always chowing down on some salami. I couldn't hack that. Would remind me too much of Billy Roll. Remember Billy Roll? That weird circular pink processed meat that had a smiley face on it? Whose genius idea in marketing was that? How'd we get kids to eat more of our product? Put a smiling face on it. Kids love smiling. And then some bold kids in school would always eat out the eyes and wear the Billy Roll on their face, run around chasing everyone with their deformed mask. I still have nightmares about Billy Roll. I also can't eat ham, another meat staple with the boys, because it was my dog Bingo's favourite food. He's now deceased, but he lived to be 18 years with only 3 legs, so he had a good life, but he really loved ham. So I can't eat it, it reminds me too much of him. For the same reason, I also can't hump the leg of strangers or pee on trees. The memories are too painful. And finally, I think the biggest reason I couldn't be in the mob, bigger than me being a woman or not wanting to murder anyone, is that I don't like to hug. These men love to hug.
Big galoot! How are you?
Every time they meet, there's a hug. I've only seen hugging on that level when I was a 15-year-old girl. It used to drive my mother nuts when she'd collect me and watch me saying goodbye to my friends. You're not going off to war. You'll see them tomorrow. Why the big dramatic goodbye? But I grew out of that. And now I hate to touch another person in any sort of greeting. So the mob isn't for me. But Holby City is still on the cards.
Marie Scarhan there, despite everything, refusing a certain offer.